Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Therapy Thursday
on another the Manxiety one.
Podcast.
And another one.
Yeah, as you can see, our hope to have some kind of an intro song has been completely defeated.
We don't know why?
What we're doing.
DJ Khaled! Oh, shit. Wait, is that a trademark thing? Can I not say that?
I wonder if he ever gets anxious. Like, there was one time he was performing in Las Vegas, and he's like, California, what's up? California love, baby. And people are like, dude, you're in Vegas. And they were booing him off the stage.
Oh, wow.
Like, I wonder if, like, when you think about anxiety, like, performers have to have anxiety, right? It's probably just they turn it into excitement before they go on the show.
Yeah, they also snort a shit ton of cocaine and other drugs, and they don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Is that all I'm missing out of my podcast performance? I just need... Yeah. A bunch of drugs.
Dude, you just got to do lines. Just keep it on your table. Mm-hmm. Mute yourself when I'm talking. You know, do a line, and then you can, you know, be all pumped up and shit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. You did it.
Sorry if that was a little bit loud for people.
That might have been more than one line. You got to take it easy, man.
Yeah. Anyway, back to what we're talking about today.
What were we talking about today?
Well, you know, basically what happened in the news today. Which was this.
Did that make you anxious?
It didn't make me as much anxious as it did somewhat angry. And the reason being because it made a lot of people anxious. So let me explain. What happened today or yesterday?
There was a cat stuck in a tree and the firefighters had to go and save it.
Yeah, and it kept meowing and it kept, goddamn it.
People feel really anxious. And
I want the kitty to go home.
Yeah, we all do, Matt. We all do. Save the kitty.
Save the kitty. No. What happened was the Congress convened to seal the Electoral College votes or unseal them, whatever, like to ratify them, whatever the fuck verbiage it is, right? And then there was this whole like storming on Capitol Hill, people breaking in into Capitol Hill. There was a woman was shot who I guess was later pronounced dead. Breaking all this shit, whatever, and I'm watching this at work because I got an alert on my phone or whatever, and then I'm just seeing all these videos pour in of people recording on YouTube and Twitter videos and all this stuff, and it was really, really crazy.
Yeah, it definitely was. I got the same alert, and I was like, what the hell is going on? But then I read into it, and I don't know. I mean... It didn't make me feel anxious in any real way. It was just like, it made me feel kind of like ashamed to live in a country where that kind of shit happens. And it wasn't even like the protesting. Like I'm all for like peaceful protesting, but just breaking stuff, you know, cops not really doing their job. I don't know. It was basically everything that people have been saying is wrong with America right now. It was like on display for the whole world to see. You know, I don't know. It just sucked.
Yeah. And I think a big reason why I thought that it sucked is because it's going to lead to somebody having like PTSD. Right.
Oh, it definitely is.
Somebody
Especially the people at Congress, right?
Yeah, Congress should be secured anyways, right? It should have never gotten like to that level of escalation simply because these are people that are our elected officials, right? They're very powerful people. We're a very powerful country, and we should protect not only everybody, but also the people that are making our laws and our electors, right? And for me, it was kind of like, it almost looked like footage where you would see it when we were fighting like the war in Iraq. And things like that, right? Almost like this home video footage. You're like, oh my God, like people are storming over here and people are doing this. And then people look like soldiers, all this stuff. And it was really crazy because I'm sitting there going, you know, I was following, I don't even know who it was. It was somebody on Twitter and she was posting like minute by minute updates. Like we're being evacuated. Now we're in a safe room. Now we're going to stay here. There's people banging on the doors, but we're in the safe room. We're fine. You know, whatever. And then she was posting pictures of like people like ducking behind chairs and them all getting cover. And they gave everybody gas masks. They're like, hey, there might be basically like a terrorist attack, right? They may be using weapons. all this shit, and then, you know, they're running around with these gas masks. And it's crazy because at first I'm like, holy shit, they all have gas masks. But then it's like, well, duh, they're supposed to be this protected group of people, and like every chair's got a fucking gas mask under it, the same way that you would have like in an airplane. Every seat has a, you know, an oxygen mask that can come down and provide you with oxygen. So it was just nuts because I'm like, holy shit, this is like, this is the country that I live in. But it was also just because it just seemed like everybody was so angry and anxious on both sides of the spectrum. And it's not conducive for peace. It's not conducive for calm. And so many people that I know were panicking, posting things on Instagram. Oh my God, look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. All this stuff, right? And, you know, because of those events, it kind of made a lot of people on edge, right? And I realized very quickly, I'm like, okay, well, I'm at work. Right, there's no risk to me here, but it's still very scary for the people that are going through that situation. And I was empathetic towards them because I thought, you know, if I'm at work and somebody just came in and stormed the building, that would be insanely scary, right? And, you know, the worst that's ever happened at my work is I was in the middle of talking to somebody and we had a fire, you know. And that was kind of scary because we're like, oh, is this a drill? Is this real? And as soon as the people stood up saying, this is not a fucking drill. Get outside now. Get the fuck, you know, basically, get your ass outside. We're like, oh, this is real. And that's kind of what that felt like in the moment, right? You hear about these types of stories, whatever. And it was very much akin to like a school shooting kind of deal where even though you're not physically present watching the footage or, you know, experiencing it live, you still very much feel it, right? The same way when you go to a horror movie, you feel scared, right? You know that they're actors, that the ghost is fake, that the creepy little boy or the creepy little doll or whatever isn't real.
You think. Or is it?
Exactly.
No, I mean, yeah, that's true. My thoughts were more along the lines of, well, one, when I saw that happening, it reminded me of like, I thought Vin Diesel was about to pop out, like XXX State of the Union or something, and like, you know, go and like, save the day with his cars and like tanks, drive a tank through the Capitol building or something. I don't know, but it looked like a scene from one of those movies.
Yeah, Gerard Butler is gonna pop out. Jack Bauer is gonna pop out.
Yeah, all of them.
Keith Sutherland, whatever, the guy that played Jack Bauer, right?
Sure. Matt Damon. Anyway,
my boy.
But what?
I said my boy, Matt Damon.
I know.
We share the same name, so.
That was my first thought. But then it was more of, you know, are these rioters going to do stuff around the rest of the country, right? So then I was thinking, well, if they try to come to SoCal down here in LA, I was already thinking, you know, do I have enough ammo? Am I well prepared to defend my home and myself? Am I going to let them storm my house like they stormed the Capitol building? And of course, the answer to that is no. But, you know, those are my thoughts. And it can be really scary, especially if you live in Washington, D.C., where it's very close to home. Or if you live in, you know, one of the states where tensions are high due to the election or whatever it is. But, yeah, those were kind of my thoughts. For this week. Outside of that, still working on the house. Yeah, again, no real big anxiety just because I've been working on the house and haven't had time to do anything else. I'm just tired when I get home. So I eat, hang out for a bit, and then I sleep like a baby.
I mean, I'm tired all day, so, you know.
It's the way to do it, man.
Yeah. You know, it's other than what went on today, and it's mostly because of, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly the ramifications of it. I had a pretty good week. Overall, things are, you know, looking up, right? They're not 100%, right? You're never going to be completely like stress free, excuse me, or, you know, anxiety free. The same thing how, you know, this week I had to go back to work. I was off for 2 weeks, so I'm back in the office, and, you know, COVID cases have been exploding around California. Now other things are exploding around the world,
yeah.
Right? And in the capital. And you know, I just had to sit back and think, okay, well, this week I've been doing this and it's good. I still have a job, trying to be very grateful for what I'm doing. Was doing a New Year's meditation challenge through the 10% app.
Nice. How's that going?
Pretty good. It actually started a little bit late. It didn't start on the first, so it gave people some time. So I did it. I think the first day was the fourth. So I did it. I missed a day. Picking it up today. And the challenge was very much akin to what we talked about in the resolutions episode, where we said, you know, you don't have to do it every day. I think the challenge is like you have to do like 15 or 21 days or something, 20 days out of 30.
Oh, that's cool.
Something to that effect, which is nice because, you know, you may miss a day because shit's going on in the world and you're staying up watching the election results or you're staying up watching whatever and you just kind of forget about it.
Yeah. No, that's very cool, man. I mean, I guess outside of the regular, I know I said I haven't had much time for any anxiety or, you know, intrusive thoughts, but with the spike in cases, I think I was reading an article yesterday that 1 in 5 people in LA have COVID now or are testing positive for COVID now.
Yeah, 1 in 5. So 20% of the tests being performed are positive.
Are positive, exactly. So that's pretty crazy and very scary. So, you know, just trying to be safe. Every time I feel a little bit of something, I'm like, oh no, my throat is a little bit scratchy. I'm like, shit, do I have COVID? And I need to, you know, take a minute to like reassess and go like, I haven't been anywhere. I haven't seen anyone. Like, there's no chance that I would get COVID. I mean, I guess there's very minimal chance, but like, you know, gotta go through those steps and go like, you know, is this thought warranted? And usually it's not, because I've been pretty safe about it.
Yeah, I was discussing with a coworker about like not going to some of our other buildings to pick up equipment. And he was talking to me like, oh, you know, I'm older than you. And like, I go in between buildings. And I was like, yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
Like, I care that I'm safe and thereby keeping my loved one safe, right? Like, the safer I am, the safer my dad is, my mom, you know, people that I love, in the sense of like, I can't see them.
So it doesn't matter.
Right. I don't see them because I'm still at risk.
Right.
Right.
But you being safe or unsafe has nothing to do with them, Matt.
I mean, it does, because if I have to go to their house for an emergency and take them to the hospital or whatever, right, I can't be the one that gives them COVID, because like my parents recently have had scares where they've had to go into like medical procedures and things, right? It's like, kind of like,
if they're okay.
Yeah, everything's good. But of course, I'm always like, I'll come, like, I'll wear a fucking mask, do everything I can, right? I'll come, but like, there's always that little bit of risk, right? It's always what that risk tolerance level is.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as we talked about multiple times. And when you have anxiety, it's like, I always feel it as, you know, I don't care if I look stupid wearing a mask to pump gas or something. Because what if that's the one time somebody came up and coughed on me or whatever and I got sick, right? It's like, it's not really worth it.
For sure, man.
Just like whatever precaution you take, you know, do it. Hopefully we still all get through this, right? Whether it's shit going on with... technically the election still is what the news has come out of from Capitol Hill, right? There was the Senate election, and then there was the runoff election in Georgia, and then obviously today, which was certifying the results of the Electoral College, those things, or if it's COVID, right? Those are all things that are very real. We're gonna have to deal with them moving forward, you know.
Yep, I agree. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode, Therapy Thursday's episode. Hopefully we'll have a better jingle next week. Maybe I'll try a rap one. Do some Eminem or something. Anxiety America. I could be one of your kids. Anxiety America. With anxiety just like this.
I was just stunned and silent, shaking my head no. But that wasn't terrible.
It worked, right? It wasn't too bad. All right. Well, take care, everyone.